The following is an AUFans.com production. War Eagle.
Touchdown, Auburn! Touchdown, Auburn!
Oh, yeah! War Eagle, baby! It is on! Woo!
This is Talking Tigers Football with Stan and Jay.
Somewhere.
Real Auburn fans bleed orange and blue. What about you? And now, your hosts, Stan Stevens and Jay Webb for AUFans.com.
Welcome, everyone, in War Eagle. I am your host, Stan Stevens.
And I'm Cameron Artis Payne, and this is Talking Tigers Football with with Stan and Cameron Artis Payne.
Wait a minute. You're Cameron Artis Payne?
Yeah, that's right. Cameron Artis Payne. Yeah.
Aren't you supposed to be like on a plane to Manhattan, Kansas?
I don't think
you're Cameron Artis Payne.
I am. Look at this. Here's my driver's license to prove. Oh. Apparently, I'm not Cameron Artis Payne. I'm this very handsome dude named Jay Webb. Okay, wow. So this is, you're listening to Talking Tigers Football with Stan and Jay.
Jay. Okay, wow.
Got it.
I thought talking about your hurry up, no huddle there, that was that kind of threw me, guys. But being the professional that I am, you know, this is my third.
Yes!
It's my third season, Jay.
Yes!
You know, I'm ready to talk some because we've got a serious football game here in maybe less than 48 hours from when we're taping this.
Yeah, man, we're talking Kansas State.
Yep, the Wildcats, and they are 2-0 after they of course they started out beating up on Stephen F. Austin. Jay,
like,
and that's
just that one guy.
The score would almost indicate that it was 55-16. So they beat Stephen F. Austin. Then they traveled over to Ames, Iowa, to play the Iowa State Cyclones. And Jay, the definition of kind of looking ahead might have been aptly applied to that game. They had to come back in the very last seconds to beat Iowa State, 32-28. Now, you know, coaches are always talking about, you know, we're going to take them one at a time. And I'm sure Coach Snyder, Kansas State's head coach, would say, you know, that they were probably ready that day. But from some of the stuff that we've been reading in the paper this week, yeah. I think that it's safe to say they were looking ahead. And then, of course, I will say this. Iowa State went last week and beat their in-state rival on the road, Iowa. So maybe Iowa State, not a great team, but certainly, maybe a little bit better than we thought they were. I think maybe you even saw the same article I did about how big this game is.
Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, they're expecting big things, record numbers, huge crowd.
And what is this? Jay, there's some kind of Harley.
This ought to be really interesting. In my opinion, this may not be their intention, but they seem like they're rolling out the red carpet for Auburn.
That's
what it seems like to
really?
Me.
But anyway,
what this Harley thing is, I'm not sure exactly what the original purpose of this is, but what they're doing is before the team comes out, you know, they've got the band playing out there and the cheerleaders and all this stuff, all this football-y kind of stuff, you know. And then around their track, they've got lots of Harley motorcycles riding through there, loud engines, everything. It actually sounds pretty cool. You know?
Yeah. Well, and I think I even read where they try to time it at the very end when they leave the field to, everybody just gooses the motorcycles as the opposing team is coming on the field, and then the crowd goes nuts for like the last real big intimidation factor before we kick off.
And who knows if it works.
Well, Kansas State's been awfully good at home. Of course, now I think, like you said, this Harley days maybe one time a year. But, I mean, they have definitely circled this game. The Kansas State folks have. They're talking about this may be the biggest game on campus in Kansas State history. Now, I mean, Jay, they play in the Big 12 with Nebraska and Oklahoma. And to say that Auburn, it just kind of tells you where Gus has got our program. Yeah, yeah. Of course, being the defended SEC champions, and it being on a Thursday night, basically the only college, you know, game in town, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So you got the national television audience looking at Manhattan, Kansas.
Yeah, and it's not just that it's Auburn. It's all these things coming together to me. It's like the whole Thursday night thing, the SEC champs and all this, all these things are kind of building up and making this just like
the Super Bowl of Thursday night football or something. Exactly. I don't know. But anyway, so. Now I want to talk just a minute about Kansas State.
Tell us all about them.
Well, they're like Auburn. They played their last Saturday against Iowa State, and then they were off last week like we were.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
so they've had the same amount of time, and you can – just based on reading some of the things some of their players have said, I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't put in a few trick plays or a few defenses, a few looks at Auburn maybe throughout the whole fall practice. You could just tell by some of the guys were commenting saying, you know, we try to say one game at a time, but we've had this circled, we've had this underlined for some time. So. I think you're going to see a completely different Kansas State team than you saw play their last game out. Now,
yeah, like if you were a fan, you're probably going to see a few little different things.
That's right. They're going to some trick plays. Mm-hmm. I mean, they will pull out everything to win this football game, and it would be a huge, huge win for Kansas State. And really, Jay, it would be a blow to Auburn. I mean, it's not a conference game. So, you know, all the conference kind of things would still be intact if we didn't win.
Well, but because it's such an attention getter or whatever.
Well, that's right. I mean,
that's why it would impact us.
It'll be leading, I guess, the ESPN Sports Center that evening if we get upset. But Kansas State, I mean, Jay, like I say, they're averaging about 43.5 points a game. And I could go through all their numbers. They've got good rushing numbers. Good passing numbers. Again, though, against Stephen F. Austin and Iowa State, you know, you don't know a lot about them. Auburn has at least played Arkansas. And since the Auburn, you know, game, Arkansas, of course, they played a Nickel State team that's not very good. But they went out to Lubbock and played Texas Tech Saturday and really ran up and down the field and just out-physicaled Texas Tech. So I do at least feel good that Auburn has been in San Jose State was a different game 2 weeks ago in terms of, you know, the physicality of the game. But playing Arkansas, Auburn ought to be ready for anything Kansas State's got. Now, again, I'm concerned about this. Will be the first game on the road for us this year. It's going to be loud, even though, Jay, they say 53,000 fans. Doesn't sound like much. I saw a quote from Art Briles. He's the head coach at Baylor, who's also in the Big 12. Mm. And he said it got so loud that literally you couldn't hear the person standing next to you. So it doesn't matter if you got 200,000 people or 20,000. I mean, if it's so loud in a given area, it's going to be effective. So Auburn obviously and Auburn is used to playing in the SEC in big venues. So I don't think we'll be intimidated.
Well, are they used to hostile crowds?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, you play at Baton Rouge, you play in Tuscaloosa. Mm-hmm. Well, everywhere in the SEC. You got the Cowbells over in Starkville. I mean, can anything be worse than well, I'll save my derogatory comments about Mississippi State until when we get close to playing MJ. Yeah. But the Cowbells are pretty bad. But, so Kansas State, I think it's going to come down to can they stop the run. I mean, that's Auburn's is a running team. We've rushed the ball on everybody, as far as I can remember last season. So Kansas State, here's the thing, Jay. They're only giving up 87 yards on the ground. Their defense. Our offense. We're rushing for 330 yards. So you don't have to be a
something's gonna happen there. Somebody's gonna be upset.
Something's got to give. And
absolutely.
For Auburn to be successful, I think we've got to continue to run the ball. Now, I think Sammy Coates may be back this week. That's I feel pretty confident unless he's a lot worse injured than people suspect, he will be in there. And that's going to make a difference because it may be that Kansas State will try to do what a lot of folks have done, crowd the line of scrimmage and make us throw. Later on, Jay, I may have something called a beef of the week, and it's going to may have something to do with Nick Marshall. But I think Nick Marshall, we'll just give him a little heads up. Nick Marshall can throw the ball if he needs to. The passing game may need to be there this week, and we've got the receivers to do it. I think Gus probably has been holding back a few things. And of course, don't forget, folks, we've been off now for, over 10 days. If you don't think of Gus Malzahn's offense is going to put in a few new wrinkles that Kansas State hadn't seen, then, tune in Thursday
night.
Well,
I guarantee you he's done everything he can to make sure that they're surprised.
I hope he's got some surprises, and I think he will. Couple guys, though, finally kind of to look for keys for Kansas State. And it would be great if our defense would come out like it's come out in the second half of these first two ball games.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Ellis Johnson got to be one of the best in the business at making adjustments at halftime. If we can somehow get that earlier, but a couple of guys at Kansas State's going to, Jake Waters, their quarterback, he's a senior. There's an interesting story going around that Nick Marshall, Jay, you may not know this, Nick Marshall was leaning, well, I don't know about he's leaning heavily, but he was looking heavily into the Kansas State program, from the junior college.
Oh, yeah.
And then Jake Waters, who was a top quarterback, announced that he was going to go to Kansas State. And so some said that, that influenced Nick, obviously, to even look harder at Auburn. Mm. But Jake Waters at QB, and then Tyler Lockett's a guy for everybody to keep an eye on. If Auburn can slow this guy down, then I think the defense will have, a chance to be successful as well. So I think I'm just going to have to go out there, even though my gut tells me, or at least my heart says it's going to be a big score. I'm going to say Auburn 38, Kansas State 24. I want to say a bigger score because I really think Auburn athletically, but I can tell you, Jay, on the road, a Thursday night, that crowd, if Auburn makes any mistakes, and that's what worries me, with the crowd noise being, Auburn obviously will be having a lot of non-communication, timing, snaps
right.
And all this kind of thing.
Yep.
So they'll have to be doing those nonverbal communicate. And if we have any kind of turnover, that place is going to – they're liable to bring those Harleys back in.
Right.
Can you imagine that?
Yeah. We've had games where turnovers made the difference.
So we
shall see. I can tell that you don't like that score.
I'm not crazy about the score, but I'll tell you this. I'll be tickled to death if it's 38-24. If we come out winning, that's going to help us – immensely as we go down the road. This is a tough Kansas State team, and this will be as hostile an environment as we'll play. At least to begin with.
Yeah, but we got to score more than 30 points. Remember, because I was that record I was talking about last podcast. I was saying,
we got to
get to 30 points because that'll give us game 13, and we'll be tied with the record.
Well, I want you to get the record as well. As long as we get, here's the thing. As long as we get the win, Jay, I'm sorry, but I'll tell you this:
right.
It would be Auburn doesn't get 30 points, their chances of winning to me is really decreased. So
yeah, and I've read where people are talking about in the SEC that high scoring seems to be almost more important than
great defense. Well, it seems like it's going that way. You know, football, like everything else, is kind of cyclical. And right now it seems like the offenses are tending,
big scores.
That's right. And offense is kind of, ruling the day, so to speak. But,
right.
I mean, that will, you know, that'll work its way out, and the defenses will come back. Now,
yeah.
Jay, I was going to talk a little bit about last week.
Ooh, last week we didn't get to play.
We were off. You know, I had a couple of people say, hey, good game against Open. I hear you. We're SEC champions. that was a lot funnier when we were 3-9.
Yeah, no kidding.
So don't forget that. But
yes.
And I will have to say this. This a note was just handed to me, Jay. You know, Vanderbilt beat Massachusetts.
What?
Exactly.
Whoa!
And okay. So I think Massachusetts coach has taken – he listened to my podcast, and he's taken my advice. He's resigned his position. Unbelievable. No, that's not that. But Vandy did get a much-needed win against – UMass 34-31.
Yeah. Well, good for them.
I was glad to see Arkansas. I mean, just ran up and down the field against Texas Tech. Maybe we ought to make this a new feature. My crow moment, eating crow moment of the week was Georgia and South Carolina. After seeing South Carolina against A&M and then seeing how East Carolina played South Carolina, I didn't think there was any way that Georgia was going to go up there and lose. Of course, I didn't know this, Jay. East Carolina beat Virginia Tech, who had beaten Ohio State the week before. So as it turns out, East Carolina wasn't nearly as bad as I thought they were.
Yeah, right.
And so that brings us to another point, Jay. Early in the season, and I mean really throughout the season, but certainly these first 3, 4, 5 weeks of the year, you're still learning about who's got what, who doesn't, and it is – it's risky at best to base everything on. And like I say, I was really impressed with Georgia's win over Clemson, and that remains to be seen. You know how good Clemson's going to be. But so anyway, that was a huge win for Steve Spurrier and the Gamecocks. You know, Bama rolled Southern Miss. Was no surprise there.
Right.
Now let's see any other big games. Well, of course, the other huge game, as it turned out, was a triple overtime win by Florida against Kentucky. Now, this Kentucky team looks better than any Kentucky team that I can remember lately. Again, now, this is based on 3 games. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Florida really, Will Muschamp was fortunate that the Gators won that game in triple overtime. There was a play in the second overtime where it appeared the play clock had expired. They allowed Florida to snap the ball anyway, and it was the fourth down and goal that they had to score a touchdown on that play, and they did. Now they would certainly have gotten the play over, but it would have been even 5 yards back further, you know, and it would have been a fourth and you got a score kind of thing. So, yeah. I mean, the Gators dodged a huge bullet to live to fight another day, and then of course I was impressed, even though the score didn't reflect it. With Tennessee. I thought Tennessee against Oklahoma looked a lot quicker. They had a 14-point turnaround, Jay, like in the third quarter. Tennessee was about to go in and score. They throw a pick six, went 100 yards the other direction. And so you had Tennessee about to score 7, and then Oklahoma gets 7 on that interception return. So,
wow.
I mean, you take that out, and that really is something, Jay, that you cannot, when you're about to score. I mean, first of all, having a turnover is bad enough.
Oh, yeah.
To give a turnover where the other team takes it the length of the field and scores, I mean, what a backbreaker.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So I'm impressed with what Coach Jones is doing. It's going to be interesting to see. Tennessee's off this week, and then they go to Georgia. So – the SEC's, you know, schedule's fixing to start heating up. It's going to be interesting to see what everybody's got. Now, and again, just to look ahead at some of the big games this week, you know, of course, obviously, after we kick it off Thursday night, Florida does go to Tuscaloosa. We're going to find out a whole lot more about Alabama and Florida after Saturday's game. I was less impressed with the Gators than I was after that first week where they beat Eastern Michigan. You know, Bama is still – I mean, Bama looks – I mean, they're putting up huge scores, but they really honestly – West Virginia's a pretty good team. Florida Atlantic and Southern Miss together is not a good scrimmage for Bama. And so we're going to find out, you know, how settled Alabama's quarterback situation is.
Yeah.
And so that's a big game Saturday in Tuscaloosa. I think the Tide will roll maybe a little bit closer than maybe I thought it would have been before the season started. You've got the other really big game is Mississippi State, who's been, I won't say they've been the surprise team, because, again, they have not really played anybody. But they've looked, you know, they've looked good in doing it. There's been times in the past when Mississippi State didn't look good in games that they should win.
Yeah.
But they're going to be invading Tiger Stadium, you know, in Baton Rouge. Mm-hmm. LSU has not played anybody after Wisconsin. And Wisconsin, honestly, was three quarters Wisconsin, one huge quarter for LSU to win the game. And then they've, of course, racked up Sam Houston State. Maybe Sam Houston State needs to play Stephen Austin. Sam Houston.
Just those two guys.
Duel it out. Yeah. You know, it's a Southwestern thing, Jay.
Oh, yeah.
Sam Houston and then Stephen F. Austin.
I like it. It's a great idea.
Well.
Let's who can we call?
Well, I'm not sure at this point we can call anybody. So that's about it for this week's game. Tennessee, Ole Miss, and Kentucky are sitting they're playing open as well this week. So
that's a very popular team.
Yeah, it is. Right. Well, it's a sure win, Jay. Right.
And a bad joke.
Yeah, that's what it is. So I guess that's close to wrapping this thing up. Now I was gonna mention some reasons why we would win the game against Kansas State, and then possibly some reasons why that, you know, perhaps we wouldn't win.
Oh, I don't know if we want to hear those.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. We have to have ball security, Jay. We cannot turn the ball. We can't do like what I just said, Tennessee. Mm-hmm. You know, we can't get down there and fumble, them run back, have a punt block on a, you know, back for a touchdown. Yeah. Special teams, I mean, we've got to play solid there. Penalties. And, you know, this is the same thing I said that first week playing Arkansas. If, you know, if we didn't play well or didn't beat them, it would be because of penalties and those games. I think Auburn has got superior talent over Kansas State. But, again, you can't – playing on the road in front of that kind of crowd, you can't help them with penalties and mistakes and turnovers. So, I mean, barring that, you know, I think we can win out. I'm not sure, but maybe you've got some reasons why we're going to win.
Are we talking reasons? Come on, I got a lot of reasons that we're going to win.
Really?
Yeah, like I got a whole list. You want to hear some?
Well, I'd like to hear what you got.
All right, well, like we could do this top 10 list.
Oh, top 10. Yeah,
you weren't expecting this, were you?
You didn't make that up, did you?
Yeah.
I mean, do we have to give, like, any credit to Letterman or anything?
Who?
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Reason number 10 that Auburn will win this football game is that we have contacted the universe.
Yeah. Okay.
And the universe says Auburn will win.
Okay.
All right. Here's number 9.
Uh-huh.
Auburn will score more points than Kansas State.
Hold on a minute. Let me write that down.
Okay. Number 8 is that Kansas State will score less points than Auburn.
Okay.
That's reason number 8. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Let me zoom through these. Here's reason number 7. With Daniel Carlson, we can score every time we're within 37 yards of the end zone.
Right, because he can kick it 57 yards. Okay.
I mean, the dude's awesome. So, let's see, what was that? Number
– I've
lost count.
I think that was like number 7, 6. I think it was 6.
Something like that. Okay, so here's the next one.
Yeah.
The next reason that Auburn will win this football game is we have a not-so-secret weapon. We call him – Nick Marshall.
He can
fire bullets when necessary.
Oh, right? New sheriff in town is what you do, Marshall. You see what I did there?
Oh, I like it.
I'm just getting started, ladies and gentlemen. I got a million of them, Jay.
All right. Well, I got a few more.
Okay.
You ready for
it? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Keep going.
Okay. Here's the next one. Have you seen the last 18 Auburn football games?
As a matter of fact, I have.
All right. Number, let's see. Let's call this, I don't know what number I'm on, so let's call this number 4.
Okay.
The Gus Bus is ready to roll, baby.
Oh, yeah. I'll say that. Give that to me again.
The Gus Bus is ready to roll, baby.
All right. Okay, I like that. Yeah.
All right.
That's my favorite.
Reason number – I keep losing track of the numbers, so let's call this number
– 3?
3.
We'll just, yeah.
The wind may blow in the state of Kansas, but the wind blows on the plains, too.
Oh, yeah.
Baby. So,
I mean, that's a little right. meteorological thing right there you did.
All right. Number 2, pure talent. That's why Auburn's going to win.
I like that one. That goes.
And
good.
The number one reason.
Yeah, number one.
I wish I had some great music or something to stick in right here. Okay, reason number one that the Tigers will win is that the Tigers are very much used to extremely large crowds, so they won't be intimidated by 50,000 fans screaming for the wrong team.
Oh, there we go. Oh, this is where we need to lead in with our music. And can you say somewhat time, will you tell us, say, make the, you're not in Kansas anymore? I mean,
I didn't even know that song.
I mean, that's... No. We won't. No, okay.
Yeah, we'll skip that part.
So, Jay, I like that. That may be... you may have just painted yourself in a corner. We may be looking for folks, Jay's top 10, so to speak, reasons why Auburn wins every week. Are you up to that task?
This could be a new feature.
And here's the other thing.
Could be.
As part of that, and Jay, tell them, I mean, they're at the website right now. Do we have to drive over and enter their email address for them?
Well, we could do that. But an easier method would be for anyone who's listening right now, if you haven't already done this, you just type your name into that little box that says subscribe to this, whatever it says, subscribe to this blog or to this podcast. It's so easy. All you got to do is type your name in there. That'll alert us that you want to be added to the subscriber list. We will do that. And then for every podcast after that, it will land right in your email box. That simple.
That's great. And then there's also that ask an expert. I you know, folks, I mean, my ego's already big enough. I mean, I didn't get any questions. I got no questions this week, did I, Jay?
No, not a one. All right, people.
I mean, challenge.
This guy is an expert, and you need to pick
challenge
his
him.
Brain.
Challenge him.
Yeah, see if you can stump him. That would be really cool.
Well, I'm looking forward to that. And I guess, Jay, before I would be remiss, we got a couple of people to shout out this week.
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
And we have been, again, a little bit remiss in not mentioning our boss, the big man up in North Dakota now, whoa, Keith Maxwell, ladies and gentlemen.
The legend.
The myth.
The legend.
The man. Keith's up there folks up there in North Dakota, there's a lot of oil being, and by the way, Keith, I appreciate that barrel of oil you sent me. That was so nice.
Would you do bathe in it?
Well, no, I'm still trying to peddle it on the open market, Jay. But anyway, and also, Cindy Morris, a 3-year listener who's, yeah, thank you, Cindy, for your support. And
thank you very much.
We're folks, you get on that, you ask us a question, you subscribe, and you too might be shouted out across this great land of ours.
Wait, I don't know. That doesn't sound very good. Shouted at?
Well, yeah. Something, okay. I mean, what am I doing over here? Waiting to win an Oscar? I mean, I'm just... Yeah. So, so that's it, folks. I mean, it's 38-24 Auburn. Go ahead and just write that in ink, like with the New York Times crossword. Just go ahead and put that down in ink. That's what the score is. And
Stan's been right on it
just every week.
Times.
So
no,
I'd like to be wrong about this, though, folks. I really will eat crow next week if we could. You know, if it's 50 something.
It'll be a beautiful thing.
I just want to win. So next week, join us as we review the Auburn-Kansas State game, and we look forward to hosting Louisiana Tech at Jordan-Hare Stadium. And let's just, Jay, let's get a big win, and everybody traveling out in Manhattan, Kansas, be safe.
Awesome.
Hey,
I got one more thing.
Okay.
Hey, before we go, I would like to lead everybody over to Dixie Football Fanatics to listen to the show that our friends Chet and Bill put together.
Right.
They've got a great podcast over there, and we'd love for you guys to take a listen. All right, that wraps us up for today. We're going to finish off with a little bit of music from our friends at Set for Life. So long, everybody.
And War Eagle.
You've been listening to Talking Tigers Football with Stan and Jay, with your hosts, Stan Stevens and Jay Webb. This has been a production of AUFans.com in association with Webb and Stevens Unlimited Media. Thank you for listening, and War Eagle!